Hallo und herzlich willkommen zu einer neuen Folge des Fusecast. Heute ist mein Gast von Bleed From Within. Hey, how are you doing?
Very good, man. How are you?
I'm also good. Did you understand anything I just said?
I got Bleed From Within. I said you had a guest. You had a guest from Bleed From Within. I got that much. I start my German lessons in 2 months. I'm going to start taking classes for German. So, hopefully next time we have an interview, I'll be able to talk a little bit of German.
That would be amazing. That would be really cool. I think, I'm not sure, but I heard that German is a really hard or tough language to learn.
Yes. Everyone that I know that speaks German has told me that it's very difficult compared to English because you have so many words for the same things in the sentence structure and stuff. But I'm looking forward to the challenge. My girlfriend is German, so I've met her family a bunch of times and stuff. And I'm looking forward to trying to integrate myself into German life.
Perfect. I must say, you guys are from Scotland, right?
Yes. Yes.
Yeah. Yeah. I was a bit scared because my English is all right. But someone sent me a video of someone speaking like really thick Scottish accent. I was like, "Holy shit! I hope I understand him tonight."
That only happens after a few beers. We get very hard to understand after some Pilsner or Helles, you know. Weiss beer it may be, actually. That's a personal favorite of mine, but. Mm-hmm. Whenever we do interviews, whenever Kennedy talks on stage, we make sure that we kind of slow down a little bit and try and speak clearer. Like I just said, I've spent some time with my girlfriend's family and stuff, and if I don't talk slow enough, then it can get quite hard for them to understand me as well. So I'm very mindful of this when we do these interviews.
That's very nice of you. I also saw that it was your birthday like 3 days ago, right? So happy birthday.
Thank you very much. Yeah, it was on the 2nd of May. So I went to go and see Tool in Manchester and it was fucking great.
Oh, that's a great way to spend your birthday, right?
Yes. Oh, yeah. Awesome. My favorite band.
What did the band get you as a present?
They got me a voucher for some clothes. We usually all chip in and get each other something. So I don't know if that's them trying to say that I've got a really shit dress sense or they're just trying to be nice. I don't know.
That's cool. What would you say? What's the best birthday present to give to a drummer? Is it sticks? Or is it
I don't know. If somebody gave me a practice pad, I'd be quite offended, I think. No, I honestly don't know. One of the best presents I ever got actually was from my brother. It was a Christmas present, I think. And it's a little, it's like a cup holder thing for like sitting in a can of beer or a bottle of water. And he got me this like when I was 15 years old, 16 years old. So you're talking, like 16 years ago or something. And I still use the same thing on my drum kit now.
Oh, that's awesome.
And at first he just thought it was quite funny. He was like, "Oh, I thought you could sit your beer in this or whatever." And now I'm like, I don't go anywhere without it. So you'll always see if I have a bottle of water on any pictures or videos, that's the holder that my brother got for my birthday.
that's cool. So the last time we did an interview, I think it was a male interview or something. This was when Fracture was released. Back then you said you didn't want to postpone the record because of the pandemic. Now, like a year or 2 years later, how happy are you with that decision? Was it the right decision to make at the time?
Of course. I mean, it was a very difficult time for everybody in the industry, and we had the opportunity to postpone the album, but we it was very important for us to sort of stay true to our word. We'd already sort of announced the release date, which I believe was the 27th or 29th of May. So we'd already announced that. We'd already told the fans was coming, the album was coming. So I feel we felt like we just owed it to the fans, especially as soon as we realized that this wasn't just going to be some overnight thing. COVID was there to stay. And it gave you know, we wanted it, you know. I feel like our fans wanted something new as well, to kind of, it was a time where everyone was locked in the house and it couldn't do anything. So some new material, some new music to share with them just made sense. And yeah, it helped keep us focused throughout lockdown. It gave us the opportunity to do, you know, engage with the fans over the new material. We supported Lamb of Gods like digitally, which was an interesting experience. And we had like a live stream event and stuff. And yeah, it kept us busy. And now that the world is slowly returning to normal, you know, it kept us busy, and it was our most successful album, really. And we get to come back now with two albums, which is quite exciting for us, and I hope is exciting for the fans as well.
Yeah. Do you feel like, because normally you have like, you release a record and then you go on tour and you release a record, this whole tour thing that was missing from Fracture, is that something that you just said, you go on tour with two new records basically, so is that something that influenced the set list for you playing live, or do you feel like it's a well, double album tour now?
The tour, we're doing a tour at the end of December, mm-hmm. or start of December in 2022, playing a bunch of shows in Germany and stuff. And this tour was originally marketed as the Fracture tour. Mm-hmm. And we had to obviously pull the tour down because we couldn't tour at the end of 2021. And we kind of knew at that point, we were like, we're going to have the new album, so we'll be doing it as the Shrine tour. But the set list is going to be, you know, there's going to be a ton of stuff from Fracture on there. It's going to be celebrating both albums, really. And the same goes for all our festival appearances this year. And that's just the nature of it, you know. It's not, we've all the other songs from other albums, we've played them at festivals anyway, so they've had their time to shine, and now it's time to celebrate these two releases and start moving forward.
Yeah, it must be exciting to go on tour with like 20 new songs basically to play.
It is. Yeah, I mean, it's very different to the way we would do things normally. So we're looking forward to it, man, for sure.
So you just said that Fracture was your most successful record to date. I mean, last time I checked, the End of All We Know had 19 million streams on Spotify. That's really a lot. Like, do numbers like that actually mean something to you, or I don't know, how do you look upon those songs? That
they mean something to the record label, I'll tell you that much. I mean, they don't, you know, we're not really doing it for that level of gratification. It's obviously nice to see that people have resonated and connected with a song so much, and when it gets picked up like that, it's cool to see. But you know, we're not gonna continue to write songs that just sound like that one song. It doesn't influence how we put things together, really. It was just, yeah, it was kind of the hit single for us, really, from the album. We'd never had a song that reacted like that, so it was cool to see, and it got us a lot of new fans. It got some more attention on the band, and it's, you know, Fracture helped set us up nicely for the release of Shrine, I think. So partly a lot of that is down to the End of All We Know. So cool to see, but it doesn't really influence us too much, or we try not to pay too much attention to that kind of thing.
No. So like I said earlier, normally when you release a record and you go on tour, and then you try songs live, and some songs work better than others in a live set and stuff like that. All that didn't really happen for Fracture. I wonder if that influenced somehow the songwriting for Shrine. So in a way that, you know, that you didn't have that experience of some songs working better than others.
Of course. I mean, we already knew what songs from Fracture we were going to play live. We just kind of knew that in our heads, we're going to take that to this stage. And that's pretty much what we pick as singles. You know, we pick the singles based on what we think are going to connect well with the audience, both when they're sitting at home listening on Spotify or Apple Music or whatever, and when they're in the audience and they're watching us live. That's very much how we put our music together now. We think of both those elements together. And we pick the songs to release that we're like, well, this is definitely going to go down well live, you know? Yeah. Yeah, that, you know, we knew it off the back of Fracture when we managed to play some shows in the UK last year, and the songs that we decided to play live went down very fucking well. So we will be sort of leaning into that as well as we go out with Shrine, and we'll be like, well, let's see how these ones go down now, kind of taking on from what we've learned there. And yes, I mean, it's, you're constantly learning in a band, in a band like us, you know. Still very much a young band and growing.
It's funny you said that you guys are still a young band, because you've been around for like 17 years now.
Yeah, I mean, it's pretty crazy. It's more than half my adult life, which is pretty fucked up. But what I mean by a young band now is that we... there's still a load of people out there that have never heard the name Bleed From Within. Mm. You know, I remember we won the best new band at the Metal Hammer Awards in the UK in like 2013. And by that point, we'd been a band for 8 or 9 years. And we were like, we're hardly a new band. but now, you know, people still say to us, like, use The End Of All We Know as an example. That was a song that went down very well. It got us a lot of exposure. Mm. And people would contact us and be like, just heard of you guys. You're one of my favorite new bands. And I'm like, we're not new. There's so much stuff there. Going on to release our, what, sixth album? I don't even know what album. Is this fifth album? Fifth album. you have lost track now. It's been going for that long. So, yeah, this is our fifth album. Shrine is the number five, and it's just, been going for a long time. But, you know, we are humble. We are grounded. We are very focused on just being able to do this for a long time. So, you know... Hmm. We are young at heart. We're young, I guess, compared to somebody like Testament or Megadeth or something. We are still babies in this world. So, we look forward to the future.
Yeah. So, I mean, even though you're still young, this is the fifth record, but in this 17 years, you just said you've been in this band for like half of your adult life. The band has evolved, the songs, the sound has evolved. Shrine to me was the next logical step after the last record. I mean, like you started, when you started the first two records, that's been quite a departure from the sound there. Do you sometimes look back on those records, or is there something from the early days of the band that is, in your opinion, still there in the new songs and the new sound?
Not from the first two albums. I think we're a completely different band from that, to be honest. And I don't listen to them at all. I tend not to listen to too much stuff from the past. Once we release an album, it's very much on to the next thing for us. And you're always aware of what you've made, and you play the stuff live, and you're aware of the material and the process that it took to get to its final form. But as soon as those albums are released, I move on personally, and it's on to the next sort of challenge of writing the album. I think the band has progressed massively, you know, as a unit and as a group. Now we are stronger than we've ever been. This is the longest we've ever had the same lineup. You know, I don't think this lineup's ever going to change now. I think this is us.
You said that you're basically a different band from what you were with the two first records. Is this the reason why the first two records aren't available on Spotify? Is that something where you want to like distance yourself from, or is this just...
No, we would always keep them there, I think, for the fans, but those were released on an old record label, and we're having some legal troubles, put it that way.
I see.
So that's why those albums are not available, but once they're sorted, we aim to put them back up there again.
Ah, I see. Okay. So from an outside perspective, I always look to the UK and the UK metal scene with a bit of envy, because even though Germany has a big, massive metal scene as well, but I feel sometimes that bands from the UK are a bit different in a way that, first off, you have a big alternative radio station, like the BBC radio, I think, the rock radio. We don't have that here. at all. You don't hear rock music in the on the radio in Germany. And also, I feel like bands from the UK are more willing to change in their sound. I mean, best examples for that would be Architects or While She Sleeps. They're getting bigger and bigger, and they're not afraid to change their sound. You guys have evolved. I really wonder why that is in the UK. Maybe it's just my perspective. Do you feel the same about this? Is there something different in the UK?
I'm not sure, really. I think it's a good question. I think we're all very much, I think everyone's kind of inspired by what other people are doing in some vague sense. You know, I think there's that, you see your peers push themselves to raise the bar with their sound, and you think, well, where can we go with ours? Perhaps that's an element of it, because everyone kind of, the bands you've mentioned, everyone kind of knows each other, and we've been in the same touring circuit in the country for the last 10, 15 years. So I think there's a, I was talking about this in another interview that I just did there, and I've mentioned it before as well. I think there's something about the bands that are coming out of, I don't just think it's the UK as well. I think there's other bands around Europe and in the US that are doing this, but they have evolved in such a short period of time, and they're making waves and putting one foot in front of the other and doing the right steps, you know. And I think they're always met with such what's the word, hate, I guess, is the most, they're always met with, you know, the old school metalheads that just don't want to accept that this is the new wave of music, you know. You know, your festival headliners, Iron Maiden and Metallica, etc., they're hopefully I don't have COVID. yeah, these bands are not going to be there forever, and the new scene and the new bands that are going to come up to replace them are very much, you know, Bring Me the Horizon, Architects, While She Sleeps, Bury Tomorrow, Ourselves, well, you know, all these bands, and many of the German bands as well. Like, it's the scene, the music scene is changing, the genre is changing. I think everyone's kind of growing with it. I think it's a very exciting time to be in metal, and I think, you know, the people that aren't taking notice of the new and rising talent will soon find themselves in a position where they don't really have a choice. No. You know, I think we're gonna be everywhere soon. So yeah, it's exciting. But yeah, going back to your question about the UK, I'm not sure what's done differently over here. I think there's just, if you're in a band, I think there's always that desire to kind of constantly push yourself and you know, push the boundaries of the music that you're writing. So yeah, that's just what we're trying to do.
Yeah, I see. Yeah, it's funny you say that, because like Germany's biggest festival is Rock am Ring and Rock im Park. I think it feels like every year it's Maiden or Metallica. So it's just always the same. Like,
yeah, that's it. Everyone says it, man. It's the same. It's the same headliners year in, year out, and that's going to change, you know. And you're talking very soon. I reckon the next 4 or 5 years, you're going to see these festival headliners start to change. You're going to see the lineup change quite drastically. You know, bands that were maybe down in the afternoon at a festival will be going up into early evening, and all that shift is going to start happening as soon as all that era of bands start to retire and move on and reduce the amount that they tour and play shows. So, you know, I think it's an exciting time for the genre to be in a band like us or like the others that you mentioned. I think there's a shift coming, and it's exciting to be a part of that.
Do you see yourself like playing shows or festivals in like 25 years with your band as well?
Of course. Yeah, I mean, that's why we're here, you know. I think to say that we're 17 years in, and you just heard me refer to us as a young band, like we are far from finished. And you know, I think Fracture was really us just maybe tapping our potential, you know. And this Shrine is us delving more into that and showing that more of what we're capable of, but we still haven't reached that that full capability yet. And I think from album to album, that's consistently gonna, that's gonna change. We're gonna have new things that we want to try. We're gonna constantly push the envelope there and try to develop the sound further. And I think that's really exciting. And for me as a musician and being at this point in my career, I'm 33 years old, but been doing this for 17 years. I'm looking into the future. I'm looking to be doing this when I'm 50 or 60, and I've got no intention of stopping. So yeah, when we all feel the same. So it's exciting and it's fun. And yeah, we just look forward to be able to do it for as long as we possibly can.
That's amazing. I'm looking forward to see you play Rock am Ring in like 20 years.
we'll headline it one day. Don't worry.
Yeah. That would be awesome. All right. Thank you so much for your time.
Amazing.
Yeah, it's been great. Next time, we're going to do the interview completely in German, okay?
Right, that's okay. No pressure, right? I have a year. I have 2 years. I might, if you wonder why the next album takes so long, that'll be why.
Yeah. Okay, I see. Well, so it's my fault, everyone. I'm sorry.
No worries. Okay. Well, thanks, man. And yeah, I'm looking forward to getting back to Germany this year. That has to be said. We're coming back to Full Force Festival. We're coming back on tour at the end of the year in December to play all the songs from Fracture that everyone missed and all the new songs from Shrine. And Germany really is one of my favorite places in the world. Hamburg has a very special place in my heart. I love that city. And we cannot wait to return and to share some of your fine Belgian beer with you all.
Fine battery, yeah. Well, thank you very much about that. Okay. Yeah, again, thank you very much for your time, and I wish you all the best with the record, and we speak soon, I'd say.
Definitely, man. Thank you very much.
All right. Goodbye.
Dieser Podcast wird vermarktet durch die Podcastbude.